I'm George Norrie. Lots to talk about the day after Christmas. Dr. George Pratt, a clinical psychologist, best-selling author, Code to Joy, one of his books, private practice in California for more than 30 years, specializing in helping people resolve their emotional blocks and achieve success. Welcome back, George. Merry Christmas to you. How are you, Doc?
Merry Christmas to you. Good to talk with you again, George. And
you need to be back on the Big Island, where I'm going to go in a few weeks and just take it easy for a little bit.
Actually, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take some of my own medicine. I do those seminars there, but this is just going to be for fun, doing research for the dolphin swimming seminars.
Besides the weather, what have you been up to?
I've been working on some new projects, thinking about a new book that's going to be top secret, hopefully going to be of value, and particularly I think of some interest to the show, helping people again. To the goal in our books has always been to help people feel stronger and to have tools within themselves that they can utilize over the course of their lives. So that's been always the goal, and that's been going well, helping to empower people, helping people to develop an inner sense of balance and inner peace, even when chaos is happening, whether, you know, it's the kind of thing with the fiscal cliff or with chaos around the holidays, because things are, as I was proving, quite never totally predictable. And we need to have a perspective on life, or at least, you know, to allow a perspective on life and the future that is flexible, adaptive, positive, optimistic, even if it's challenging, because our brains work better, our biochemistry works better, and then we're going to have happier, healthier lives, particularly as we learn tools that we can use on the spot.
What is it, George, about stress, about unhappiness, that seems to tear away at the body?
That's a great question. One of the greatest challenges to our mind-body-spirit system is a major stress hormone called serum cortisol, and it acts as a very destructive agent. It's really designed to help us. It's been there from the beginning. It's part of our wonderful survival system that has really helped us to evolve. Human beings have been around for about, in some form of evolution, for about 60,000 years, and we are not facing the same kind of difficulties that happened to our predecessors. I actually sat next to the chairman of genetics at Cornell yesterday on the flight, and I was getting quite an earful of how all of us particularly have about 2% of Neanderthal DNA in us, and we can channel our inner Neanderthal at certain times. But what happens is that cortisol suppresses our immune system. It damages our tissue. It really is not helpful for us. So that is kind of the biggest challenge, and that also leads to depression. It's kind of like being stuck in gear. And if you think about, you know, how do we want to feel? We want to feel that we're clear, that we're healthy, that our body's operating properly, we have good interpersonal relationships, that we have a joy for life, even if we're facing difficulties, because we all do. It's how we respond to them. And we know that by reducing the stress hormone, and I'll talk to you about some ways to do that, that we are going to feel healthier, we're going to be healthier, and we're going to be more perseverant, we're going to be more successful.